You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Vic Carucci and Michael Regei. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford, and we are going to get into, we had some really good stuff yesterday in terms of sound that we want to share, I should say, but we'll get into what was said yesterday. This guy has been flat out the star of offseason workouts. That's all you could say about Andrew Hawkins. He has been amazing. You heard Buster Skrin talk about him, refer to him as the jitterbug, the guy who makes defensive backs look bad because he can hit. Can he not, Michael, hit that second, third, fourth gear and just in an instant?
Yeah, listen, I probably called a half dozen of Andrew Hawkins' game, John Greco too, when they were both teammates at the University of Toledo, 04 to 07, and you saw those kind of capabilities then. Now, you didn't know if it would be the type of quicks that equate to the National Football League, but sure, Vic, you talk to the DBs, and I mean, this guy is a load, and don't think for a minute, you know, you heard Marvin Lewis said it. They were very, very, very displeased to lose Andrew Hawkins out of that Cincinnati Bengals pass game as a free agent to the Browns.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All right, so he met with reporters yesterday, Andrew Hawkins did, and first thing he was talking about was the decision. I thought this was an interesting thing for him to weigh in on as a player because he was part of the Hard Knocks series when he was with the Cincinnati Bengals, right, when the Hard Knocks cameras hung around there. So he was asked about the decision by Mike Pettine to turn down the NFL / HBO for Hard Knocks for the Browns.
It does get a little distracting. You know what I mean? There's just so much other stuff going on that you have to, you know, guys are in there worrying about, you know, football and learning plays, and, you know, guys are trying to make the team. I think sometimes even, you know, what I noticed in Cincinnati was a lot of the young guys were kind of playing to the cameras or things, and they're setting up stories, and, you know, they're too naive to even see it, and it's kind of taking away focus for them. You know, so I think it was a great decision for Coach to turn that down.
You know, spoken as a man who was through this before, and the distraction that you deal with that, I think, is something to you know, to take heed when a player is saying that, because the players tend to overall like this because it can, it gives them added exposure. You're in a place like Cleveland. You're not getting the natural exposure that you get in New York and other larger marketplaces, Dallas and so forth. So, and that was Mike Brown's basic reasoning for wanting to do it with the Bengals. But here is a former Bengal player saying, hey, this thing is a distraction. And he was asked if he had a camera on every guy on this roster. This is going to be interesting, too, because it ties into the whole Johnny Manziel question. So if you had a camera or a smartphone or something on every guy in this roster, you would have seen some crazy stuff that rivaled what Johnny Manziel did this past weekend. This is what Andrew had to say about that.
I think you'd be surprised if you had cameras at all, you know, 90 guys on the roster. You know, I'm sure there'd be a picture for everybody. I mean, he's not doing anything crazy. He's in a pool. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Context and perspective.
Yes. How about Mike Pettine? You know, full disclosure, yesterday after break, Mike said, hey, listen, we coaches got together this past weekend and we blew off a little steam. And if there were a lot of smartphones and cameras there, there might have been a couple of shots gotten of us that we found a little bit, one that we didn't want everybody else to see. So, I like the way Mike Pettine handles this, all of this. But Andrew Hawkins, I tell you what, Vic, I find my eyes going to him a lot because he catches everything. The biggest thing, stay healthy, Andrew. Stay healthy, because that was the thing that at times kept him off the football field for, I guess, large chunks of time, especially, 2012 in Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're right. He's got to stay healthy. It's sort of like that constant pursuit of something that this team has just not had.
No.
That true slot guy and how important he is and what he means to the entire passing game. You're not building your passing game around this guy, but, man, his impact is huge when it comes
yes.
to opening things up for everybody else. And, that, by the way, that includes Josh Gordon.
Absolutely.
You think about what Josh Gordon did without the help of a slot receiver, a dependable guy last
yes.
year.
Yeah.
Okay, think about that. Now if you have a Hawkins playing mm-hmm. in games the way he's playing in practice, think about the level of talent you could bring out from another guy like that.
I won't go to Wes Welker. Well, could it be Wes Welker? Right now, look how Julian Edelman is working now. If his production is what Julian Edelman's is for Belichick with Tom Brady in New England, bring it on, man. You're right. Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron will be the two guys that really reap the benefits of that.
So Andrew Hawkins was asked, how good is Joe Hayden as a cornerback?
He's an incredible cornerback, man. I think he's the best cornerback in the NFL, and I mean that. We have gone against each other, obviously, through OTAs and camp and minicamp, and he's a special player.
Special player and respect for someone that he recognizes as one of the best. And the thing I know about Andrew, he's a very serious-minded guy. He doesn't toss around accolades very freely. And even when it comes to a teammate, yeah, okay, what else would he say about a new teammate? And he's trying to ingratiate himself, but it isn't all about that. It's about the respect and the work you see on a daily basis. And you heard how Buster Skrine talked about the guy. I've also spoken with Joe Hayden about Andrew Hawkins and what Hawkins is able to do. And you heard what he's able to do against corners to make them look bad. You heard what Justin Gilbert say. He would rather cover
yes.
a guy like Josh Gordon, a bigger target, so to speak, and I think that's really all he meant by it, by the way, than someone who can, with those extra moves and that speed, how that a guy like that can really make you look silly. All right, we're going to have more coming up. We've got some sound from Dante Whitner. We also want to hear more from you. We've got more hashtag mailbag responses to our Twitter account, @Browns_daily, @VicCarucci, @MichaelRayGuy. We'll get into those questions. And if you want to dial us up, we can even maybe squeeze in a phone call, 216-578-0850. A Football Wednesday, a Mailbag Wednesday. Vic and Michael, ESPN 850, WKNR.